Okay, so once again, this is really interesting suga. It's like one of these sugyas where it's like everyone learns a little bit differently. It's like a very cryptic Gemara, and it's like you see the Rishonim like being creative, like coming up with ways to figure out what's going on here. Okay, so let's see the rabbit. So again, the question is this, we have the same Gemara. The Gemara is... Gemara says, if you wash, you can no longer make Kiddush. Right? If you wash, you can no longer make Kiddush. Why? We don't know, for some reason. It says, really? But Rav himself used to make Kiddush on bread. End of the Gemara. Okay? What's the problem altogether? Right? What's the problem? Why, if you wash, can't you make Kiddush? Okay, so here's the right. Okay? So it's the Ravid again. It's on Chaf Aleph on the base, and the Daf Erif, it's the little base there on the bottom. Okay, there's Aleph on the right, base on the left. It says, Amar Avraham, Tov Pirish HaGaonim Mipirish HaTzarfatim. So the Pirish of the Gaonim is better than the Pirish of the Balei Tosfos. Okay, the people from Tzarfas. Okay, again, Chaf Aleph on the base, Ravid on the very, very bottom. Base. Good? Vehem Pirshu, and what did the Gonim say? Lo Yikadesh, when it says, if you wash, you can't make Kiddush, it means Lo Yikadesh al Hayayin, el al Pas. Not that you can't make Kiddush, but you can't make Kiddush on wine, but rather you have to make Kiddush on Pas. The Kivan, the Natal Yada, because since you washed, Goli Daite, del Pas Boilin, Kikadushay. You reveal that you wanted to make Kiddush on Pas. Okay, similar so far to the ref. Not exactly, but similar. Okay, now here's where it gets a little funny. Dehad de beis hillel omrim mozgim esakos ve'achar kach notlam liyadayim. Because remember, there was the Rashbam brought in that the issue was a hefsek problem. Right, because right after you have to have until Zidayim right directly up against the Suda. So if you're gonna make Kiddush, it's gonna be Hefsek, right? And that halacha that you needed to be immediate was learned after the space Hillel, Tekef, that right after you wash, you can't you pour the kos first and then you wash because you don't want to have pouring the kos in between. It'll be like Hefsek. So he says, this thing of Beis Hillel, which says, Moses goes on to the Zidayim Kamrinan, Misham Tekev Vintil Zidayim Suda. It's because of Tekev Vintil Zidayim, so that the Suda should be right back against the Suda. Okay. So what does that mean to do with it? So therefore what? So is it a Hefsek problem? Is it because since you washed, you show that you want to have Mekiddush on a Pas? And this that Beis Hillel said is because Tekev Zayim Suda. Okay. Why? How does that fit in here? Just like he's throwing that in somehow. I guess we'll go further. V'amar lo Rav Yitzchak, and Rav Yitzchak responded, Lav b'netila yatayim el, so it's not contingent upon netila. D'zimnin d'mashi Rav yadei. There are times that Rav washed. Mishun misafgalei b'mayim kadesh. Because he was misupak what he was going to make Kiddush on. When he saw both of them, and he is in the mood for wine, he'd make Kiddush. Right? On the wine. It's possible that he would then wash afterwards again. Either that or he'd just wash his hands for the meal and he wouldn't even need to do anything. That's it. So what's he saying? I mean, let's just get what part which is intelligible, what he's saying. I mean, you have to basically get the flow, but he's saying is, what was the problem? If you wash, that indicates, this is the original statement, if you wash, it indicates that you want to make Kiddush on the bread, right? That you want to make Kiddush on the bread and not on the wine, right? And therefore... Now you have a preference for bread, and therefore you can't make Kiddush on wine anymore. Let's say like the ref, because now your wine is like second place, so you can't make Kiddush on that, which is second place, right? And then what does the Gemara respond? The Gemara responds, no, maybe your washing is not because you want to make Kiddush on the bread, but it's just what Rav used to do. He'd wash, sit down, and then just kind of look at the pas and at the yayin and go with whatever he felt like having. So sometimes maybe the washing doesn't mean necessarily that you're going to make Kiddush on the bread. Maybe it just means that you want the option to be able to make Kiddush on the bread. And that's what Rav would do. If he would want the bread, he'd make Kiddush on the bread. If he'd want the wine, he'd use the wine. And then he's not sure. Either he'd have to wash again. Or maybe he just wash his hands. Be careful. Make sure you don't get them tame. Right? But the fact, his point is, the fact that you washed is not at all an indication that you necessarily don't want to make Kiddush on the wine, and you want to make Kiddush on the bread. It's a good question. I mean, Mark says the question, why would Rav do that? It's a kind of a curious thing to do. He washed because he wasn't sure whether he's going to make Kiddush on bread or on wine. And then he'd sit down and decide then. And therefore what? So it's saying is, it's funny. So Havamina, according to Rav, it is washing indicates that you don't want to make Kiddush on the wine, and then you're stuck. Maskana is no, doesn't indicate that, because maybe sometimes you're just indecisive until the very end, and maybe therefore it doesn't indicate anything. So that's a funny Havamina Maskana. And how does this Beis Hillel thing fit in this terms of what he's saying? And that's what is cryptic in the read.
Why is he throwing that
in? Of a problem, it's like a different shot. I mean, that's the problem. The Tevin Dizayim Suda thing, it says with Beis Hillel, it's almost like a different shot. He's throwing, that's like a Hefsek problem. Like, that's the other shot. That's like Tosas' shot. Or the Rashban's shot. You're right. Right, that's the question, is how's he fitting in this thing? Of Beis Hillel. I mean, it doesn't read, because it's like, there's two different issues. One issue is could you make Kiddush on bread, on wine, after you decided you want to have bread? And there's a totally different issue, is it a hafsik if you want to put yayin in between, into the zidayim and the eating? Right? Well, they're two different issues, right? They're two different ways of learning the sugya. The Rashbam, for instance, was learning it's a hafsik issue. The Rif was learning it's a problem in terms of giving shevach on the thing which you don't like, second best. But somehow, the Ravid is like shoving them together. Because that's what he says. He says he likes the Gaon better than the Torah Fratim, because their idea is that you can't make Kiddush on wine, but rather it has to be pas. Because since you wash, you're Goli Dait, they want to make Kiddush on pas. Right. And then he says, then this, the Had, the Beis Hillel, Omer, Moses, and Moses, because this Halacha, the Beis Hillel says, you're supposed to, you know, be Mosaic the wine, and then do until Zayim, Kamrina, and Mishum, to take him until Zayim Suda. It's because Suda should be immediate. Right? You shouldn't have any hafsek between the Tisnaim and the Suda. So, is that the problem? Is the problem takeif? That because once you wash, you can't make Kiddush because it's going to be a takeif problem? It's going to be a hafsek problem? Or is the problem because once you wash, you show that that's what you want better and you show that you don't want wine, and therefore you have to give Shabbat, use the bread for Chashivas and not the wine? Yeah, the Havmina. Yeah, according to Havmina. That's around. Before you get to Maskana, what's his pshat in the Havmina? There's like, you're kind of throwing together two different reasons which are different. Okay, so I'll tell you how I'll read pshat. I mean, I think it's a matter of pshat. I mean, we have to get to the other as far as a little bit, but I mean, you can get as far as, you know, pshat. Yeah, you have a minute? Sure. Good. Yeah, okay, so I'm thinking like Mark. Just round it out a little bit, but see, his problem is like how does he get started? He's saying is that since you wash, that shows that you want to make Kiddush on bread, not on wine, right? How does it show that? So I washed because I want to have Yadayim Tahorim. And then maybe I'm going to make Kiddush on bread, on wine, like the Yankees do. Right, or whatever. I mean, who's to say? Just because I wash doesn't necessarily mean I want to make Kiddush on bread. Maybe I want to make Kiddush on wine. How are you deducing my mindset, my psychology, just because I washed? Right? So he's saying, I'll tell you how. I'll tell you how. Because there's a halacha of Beis Hillel, of Tekef, which means when you make Kiddush, you always do it. You first pour the kos and take care of that, and then you wash. You never put anything in between. That was Beis Hillel's halacha. You don't put anything between washing and hamotzi. Okay? You don't have anything in between. That's the general custom, the way it, in general. That's the way it's done. The takeif, that's Beis Hillel's halacha, and that's implemented in the Derech of a Suda every time. You have a Suda during the week. Pour the cup first, and then you do until it's dying. Why? Because you want takeif. So therefore, in terms of nihug, in general nihug of a person, Netilas Yadayim always goes takeif back to back with washing, with hamotzi. Right? So therefore, if the guy washed, therefore it indicates that he's about to eat bread. Because that's the way it goes. That's the way everyone always, that's Beis Hillel's halacha that you always have to do back to back. So that's why you could deduce from the fact that he washed that he's going to make Kiddush on the bread and not on the wine. Right? Because if there weren't a halacha of tekef, right, in general you could wash and then, you know, in general eat whenever, you know, sometime later. So then you'd say washing doesn't prove anything. But since the halacha of tekef is the case, so therefore the washing is indicative of the fact that he's about to eat. He's about to eat bread. Oh, so now to make Kiddush on wine is you already showed that you're not interested in wine. Wine's second best, so now you have a problem. You know, you can't give Shevach on the thing which you showed as second best. But his problem is not Hefsek per se. See, this is what I think this is the point which I want to bring out a little bit, is that he's not learning like the Rashbam. Because at the one end, it sounds like he's rejecting those positions. The Sefaratim, I think that's like the Rashbam's in that camp, is that he's not learning the problem is Hefsek. Because maybe you'll hold, for instance, that Kiddush wouldn't be a Hefsek. It wouldn't break Tekef. Because, like we say, Kiddush Makom Suda or whatever. Right? He's not saying there's a halachic Hefsek problem. He's just saying is that since, in general, there's a halacha of Tekef, so just practically, when a person washes, that's a gilui das that he's about to eat bread. That's just the way things always happen. Doesn't mean, look, there is such a thing as the guy could wash, and he could, he's allowed to say certain things, or even if he said kiddush wouldn't be hefsek. But he's just saying is that since it's like a custom, it's just the way things are. Like for us, that's the way it is. You always wash right before you're about to eat. That's the bottom line. Maybe kiddush isn't going to be hefsek. Maybe halachically it's not. But the point is that since in general there is this halacha of tekef, and it's in the nihug of a person is that he always does everything else before he washes. So therefore, it's a gilui das that he wants the bread right now. So now he can't make the kiddush. Now even if you'll say kiddush won't technically be hafsek, because you'll say kiddush won't be that's not technically hafsek, but it's still a gilui das because that's just the way that's the way a person does things. For instance, there's a just an example. It's an halacha of tekef, but yet you could say a pass of salt, care of the salt. You could say things like right, give food to the animal. There's sugyas about that. We're gonna get to that. But tekef doesn't mean like instantaneous. It means you can't do other stuff. You can't do extraneous things, like pouring a glass of wine or whatever. But kiddush, if you learn kiddush makom suda, and that was the way the Rashbam learned, that's what the Ravid's ignoring, avoiding. He's saying, hey, look, it could be kiddush isn't hafsek. It's not because he's saying it's technically hafsek, because he could learn kiddush as makom suda, and it's not hafsek. That's not the issue in the Gemara. He's not learning the issue is hafsek. The issue is that since there's a halacha of tekef, that's just the way it's common custom. Therefore, when a guy washes, it's a gilui das that he wants to get some bread. Let's read it. That's what he says. He says, one second. The key when the natal yadav, since he washed, goli daite delapas, he wants to make some bread. Why? The hard debate Hillel Omrim, those gonna say Kosar, and once in time, Kamrina, Mishnah taking this time Suda. Because this halacha of Beis Hillel, which is that your Moshe goes in any of his name, which is what we do as a Mishnah, which is that's the order of the Seder of Devarim, is because of this halacha taking the name Suda. Right? So therefore, he's explaining that's why it's a Gilei Das that he wants to make Kiddush on Bas. You don't say that he's really doing, he wants to make Kiddush on wine, and he's just planning on making Kiddush because not a half second, whatever. He says, no, that since this is what's always done, is that a person does the motzi and the bread the back-to-back, therefore it's tequila das. That's true. I mean, Mark's saying is, yeah, but if you're telling me that washing isn't, that Kiddush isn't the hafzik, so then maybe he was washing and he knew Kiddush isn't going to be hafzik, and therefore he wasn't going to doubt that he's making Kiddush on the bread, maybe he's going to make Kiddush on wine because he knows it's not hafzik. Yeah, so the question, though, is a good question, is that why don't you say that, how do you know that he's actually planning on making hamotzi on the bread? Maybe not. Maybe he knows that the Kiddush is, that's not a hafzik. Right? Maybe he knows that it's not a hafzik. So therefore it's not a problem. So, I'll give you two answers. One answer is that's kind of what the Gemara answers, that Rav used to do that. But I mean, kind of begs the question. But I'm saying in the Havamina, the logic is that since this is what a person always does, that's like a rare case, is that a guy is washing and he's gonna make, like, why did I do that? If he's making Kiddush on wine, make Kiddush on wine and then do the Hamotzi. Whereas in general it's a good custom for people to do. Is to always do take to not do external activities in between your washing until it's time and your washing, because in general it's going to be a hafzik. In general, during the week or whatever, that's going to be a hafzik, and therefore it's a good custom to get into. So why would a guy make a wash if he's planning on making kiddush on wine? It's just not normal. The normal das is that look, it's possible to a psychologist figure out that maybe he has something up his sleeve. But in general, that's what Rav Ruhn is saying, is in general, from the normal custom of people, that they set up a proper norm that whenever you wash, you eat right away. So then you could, based upon that norm, you have a right to deduce what is Tam Das is. Now, could you prove that he's not doing something crazy and something creative and he's not, and you can't prove it, but Rav Ruhn is saying is that that it's a stam gilei das, that's what it indicates. It indicates that he's not interested in the wine. That's what it indicates. Why else would he be doing that? If he wants to make Kiddush on wine, make Kiddush on wine like every normal person does. That's what everyone does every single Shabbos. So what's this guy doing? Why is he washing? He didn't make Kiddush, why is he washing? I'll tell you why. Washing is the beginning of eating bread, and he's going to make Kiddush on bread. That's the standard way to interpret what he's saying. So now it's he can't make Kiddush on wine. But we have to pursue it a little. If you're not totally happy with the answer, let's take the Gemara answers, because that's kind of what the Gemara rejects Rav Ruhna. It says Vamalu Rav Yitzchak, no, lav benetil d'talim. Also, it's not totally in the netila. Just because you wash, that doesn't necessarily prove anything. The zimnin demashi Rav Yadei. Rav used to do this. He'd sometimes wash his hands. Mishun the mesafkalei v'mamikadesh, because he wasn't sure. Like what I just asked, why would you do that? If you want to make Kiddush on wine, just drink wine. If you want to make Kiddush on bread, then I understand why you're washing. But why would you wash first if you can make Kiddush on wine? So he says, I'll tell you why. Rav used to do it. He did it. Why would he wash first? Because he wasn't sure. He wasn't sure what he would do. When he saw them both, the Chaviv Lechamra, and Kaddish Aleha, and he saw the wine, then he'd make it on the wine. After the Hadam Mashi Yadav Yisrael, maybe he washed again because he held Tekef, maybe he held Kiddush. That's why the Rav doesn't want to get into this. He says maybe he would rewash because Beis Hillel Tekef, it's a half second, therefore he'd have to rewash. Maybe. Perhaps. Uyinami, or maybe the Minta Yadav Yisrael, maybe he'd wash his hands and it wouldn't be a problem. He wouldn't need to. It wouldn't be a violation of the Beis Hillel Tekef problem. He says that he's not sure. He's not sure if he'd have to wash again or not. But the point is that he would wash because he wasn't sure, maybe he was going to make Kiddush on the Bas, in which case he wouldn't have to get up again. Or maybe he was going to make Kiddush on the wine. So he just, that's what he did. So therefore, how do you deduce the fact that the guy washes, that he's definitely, he's starting his meal and he wants to make Kiddush on pas? Maybe not. Maybe he wants to make Kiddush on wine. If you want to make Kiddush on wine, why wouldn't he just make, drink the wine first? Maybe he wasn't sure. Rav did it. He's saying it's crazy. Rav used to do it. So what's the problem? So it's funny. So what's the answer? Like, what's, it's a funny how I'm in Oskana here. Right? And why would Rav do it? Isn't it? That was like, Mark, your question. It's like a weird thing. I mean, you hear the Havmin. Like, what's the, well, he's not sure? Decide. Well, what are you going to do? Well, what's the, you know? What kind of a psychology is that? Why would Rav do that? He wasn't sure. I mean, he was so last minute. Like, decide, oh, I'm in the mood for this. And then wash or don't wash. So maybe he means like this. Why did Rav do that? So maybe he holds, what's this Kiyam? What does he mean, Rav? Maybe he's like, the Rav has a new way of learning Rav, what Rav did. Rav says when he liked the wine, he'd make it on wine. When he'd like the bread, he'd make it on bread. So he said it's din of chashivas. But because two ways you could learn the chashivas. One is like it's an objective demonstration of chashivas. That's one aspect you could say. It's like using the Devar Chashiv because you're showing that Yain is Chashiv. Another thing could be like in the Gavra. Internally, is like it's a kiyum in your Shevach that you're using that which you like for the to attach the Kiddush. Kiddush is supposed to be an important activity and you're expressing how significant Shabbos is to you. And it's a kiyum for you to use that which you desire. Okay? It's a kiyum for you. Now, maybe the thing is like this, is that what the way your desires work is they're not always like just a rational thing. It just goes by the way you feel. And it could be what he's saying is that when Rav would, like he says, like the Ravid says, he says, Nimun Safkalei B'mayim Kadesh, he didn't know, V'chi Chazi Luhu L'Travayu, when he saw them both, V'chav L'Echam R'mayim Kadesh Alhao. So there's such a thing as like, if you want to know, what are you going to eat from first? You have a plate of food. Which one are you going to eat from first? Which one is going to talk to you and say, eat me? Right? Sometimes you don't know what that is. It goes by your feeling. It goes by your feeling at the moment. It's just there's a certain mood. I mean, sometimes you can tell, but it's often, it's when you sit down, one of them calls your name. There's different foods, which that's just the way the psychological, one of them pulls you for whatever reason. It's not... It's a kind of a feeling. It's the way you feel, but which one are you drawn to? Now, what Rav is holding is that the one which you're drawn to first is the one which is chashev in your eyes. And that's the one you should use for Kiddush. So Rav didn't know which one he would do. He didn't know. When he sat down, he didn't know until he sat down. But the problem is that if the bread calls him, he didn't wash yet. So what he did is he'd wash first, and this way he's prepared and he's ready to go with his whatever he's drawn to. And whichever one he's drawn to, if he'd make Kiddush on the other one, it would be like a lack. He'd be making Kiddush on, he'd have to be basically say, you know what, I'm going to have the, I know I'm drawn to bread, but look, the halacha calls that I make Kiddush on the one which is my second best. So he said, you don't want to do that. Whereas he knew that that feeling could change in a moment. So he wanted to basically be prepared for, even if he thought he was going to do it on wine. But let's say at the moment he sits down, he wants the bread. Then what's he going to do? Is he going to end up again and wash it or just sat down? So basically he washed and he was prepared to go either way. To make it a fair fight. Yeah, right, exactly. So that he wouldn't, right, I guess it's true. I mean, the other way he'd be influenced.
It's a pain, exactly.
And then he'd end up making it really, he'd want the bread. And he'd like kind of resent it. He'll go off and wash. So you can make it on the wine. But then he's not really going to relate to the Kiddush. He's going to be thinking about the bread the whole time while he's drinking the wine. And that's it's not going to really be the full chashivas of the Shevach. The Shevach should be on that which is personally at the moment that which one drew him as being the Devar Chashiv. And that's a greater, that was a greater gim. So therefore, that's what he would do. That's what Rav would do. So therefore, you can't interpret, see, if you take this type of like a psychological halachikiyam logic out of it, then you're right. That was a Rav Brono. He wasn't thinking into this point. So Rav Brono was saying, why would a guy do such a thing? If you plan on making Kiddush on the wine, just what? Just make Kiddush on the wine. Why would you introduce this take of... In general, this is what everyone always does, is you put washing right next to the hamotzi, and it's simple, and that's life is simple. You can, if a guy is washing, what do you think it is? Why would he be washing, if not for the fact that he's making Kiddush on the bread? But that's what he's saying, is Rav Yitzchak says back, no, we've been by Rav's house. You haven't been by his house, and you remember what he does? This is what Rav does. And the washing doesn't, you can't deduce anything from the washing, because there's a practice, which is halacha kiyum, which Rav does in order to get the highest kiyum of the shevach, of the kiddush. So therefore, you can't, so now your inference is off. So now when you wash, you can't say, you can't infer that the guy is about to wash, about to eat bread. No, maybe he's just not sure. And that's in fact what Rav used to do. He'd make kiddush on the bread, on the wine. Now I, what about the hafzik? Dilzidayim? So that's, look, either he'd wash again, right? Either he'd wash again, or he wouldn't. Whatever it is. That's just a different point. And Rav was going for the best kiddush, and he'd have to work out the practicalities of the thing. Either he held, I mean, that's a question, dilzidayim, whether he held, do you have to wash again or not? Well, it sounds like Rav is saying is he put them both on the table because he knew, look, he liked wine, he liked bread. And the halacha is that for the shevach, you should use that which you really want. And he knew that there's two different types of feelings that you could have. There's an idea of a mood for wine, there's a mood for bread. And he knew that he wasn't going to, that which way he would break, he'd determine at the moment. But he knew he liked them both. I mean, if it was not... He had wine because he drinks wine. Everyone drinks wine at meals. So it's Shabbos. Well, you do not drink wine, it's only Shabbos. So of course he had wine at the table. He's definitely going to have them both at the table. But which one he's going to prefer, that's what the Rav says, Ki chazilu l'tshavayu. When he saw them both, that's when he decided. It's a momentary thing. It goes by the way. That's why I think the Rav mentions, when you see them. Because that's the way your appetites work. Recognized. I mean, I'm saying it's like this, is that this is the, I'm suggesting that the Ravid is saying, and I could relate to it, that there's a psychological preference when you sit down and you're ready to eat. It's like you're by the table and you're samach to the maisa achila, so then your emotions, one of them, you're drawn towards one thing as opposed to another thing. And it's a subtle psychological thing, and you can't necessarily plan it out. Now, I don't know if you could stand around the table and look at it, but that could change. It's just the emotions could change. And what Rav was holding is, and this is where the Rav is chiddush, is that last second change, his bottom line is at the moment when you're eating it, so you're going to have a preference for one or the other. And that one which is more chashev in your eyes at that moment is a greater vehicle of shevach. Because I'm saying is that's what I'm saying is the chiddush, which is, I think, the Rav is conceptually a chiddush, which is what didn't exist in the other Rishonim, at least the way we were learning them, is that it's a kiyam in the gavra. It's not just the kiyam to objectively use that which is a davar chashev. And if you objectively show that you want this or you don't want this, it's an internal kiyam, which is that when you're saying kiddush, you should be using that which you have the greatest desire for. And that's the highest kiyum. And that was Rav's innovation. That was Rav's chiddush. That's when he'd wait. The emotions do go, they change. They go by, you can't predict how your emotions are going to play. And when you sit down to eat, I say when you're sitting by the table, ready to eat, that's when your emotion is like, it's samach to the achila, that's when the emotion kicks in. Now, what you're saying, Sammy, is could a guy change his mind in the middle of Kiddush? I mean, yeah, but it could be something you can do about that. I mean, once you start making the Kiddush and you say, I'm Otzi, and then you change your mind, then it's too late. But here, there's something you could do. You just wash beforehand, and then you're ready for both. So that's what Rav would do. That's no problem. So now maybe he's going to end up having to get a wash again afterwards. Okay, fine. Whatever, but he's going to have the greatest scheme of Kiddush. So it's no problem. As he wanted to do, he held that's the greatest kiyum of Kiddush, and you go for that. Okay. Okay, so I want to answer that. So let me ask the other question. What about Bracha Vatala? He's going to wash again, he's going to be Bracha Vatala, right? Okay, so this goes back to something we discussed, I think we discussed a little bit ago, about the takeoff thing. which is that there's two dinim in Netilas Yadayim. One is a din that it's like a machshir yadayim for achila, and that you need a Netilas Yadayim to machshir yadayim for netila. And then there's another halacha that it's a kiyam in the su'uda that you incorporate Netilas Yadayim into your su'uda. And that's the din of tekef. And that's what he said, is in terms of the din of machshir yadayim yasu'uda, that's just a normal halacha of hafsik. That certain things are hafsik, certain things aren't hafsik. So that's one halachic framework. And that doesn't need tekef. You don't need tekef for that. That's just a general idea, is that you can't have something extraneous, but it doesn't demand tekef. Then there's a separate kiyam of tekef, which is, it's like a kiyam, the kedusha of the achila of Klal Yisrael, is that you attach the activity of Netilas Yadayim, which is an activity of kedusha or whatever, into the suda itself. And that's a positive kiyam of tekef. But that emerged from, I forget exactly how it emerged, but that emerged a few, like a week or two ago from the sugya. Okay? So now it could be with that in mind, maybe they're saying it's like this, is that even if you say Kiddush would break the takeoff, this is what the Rav is not sure about. It's definitely Kiddush isn't going to be a hefsik. It's not going to be a hefsik such that the Netilas Yadayim won't work anymore. Okay? And therefore the bracha is fine. It's not a bracha batal. Because you made it in Netilas Yadayim, and Netilas Yadayim is machshir yadayim, and you didn't have a hefsik. Is you did Kiddush, but Kiddush Makam Su, that's part of the Su, that's not a hafsik. It's not going to be Mechai of you, you break the all the other Netilas Yadayim such that it's like your hands got dirty. Your hands didn't get dirty. It's not a hafsik in that regard. But there is a Kiyam of Tekef. And the Ravid's not sure, then maybe the Kiyam of Tekef will be lost when you make Kiddush, if you make Kiddush on wine. So if that's the case, so you'd go back and wash again, and this way you'd have a Tekef. You wouldn't make a bracha on that one, because you already had a bracha. So in other words, the first bracha is intact, because that bracha worked, and you have a hafsik. It's just that you'd wash again to it's accomplished the nintekef. So there's no hotel involved. Or you'll say no, or maybe he just wash, well, if you, as long as you wash your hands, could be holding that it wouldn't you wouldn't lose the tekef. Or maybe you wouldn't lose the tekef, or you wouldn't be chayv to go back for the tekef, whatever. But in other words, he's not saying, I don't think he's saying you'd make a bracha hotel again, because bracha hotel is dependent upon the hafsik. And just like saying past the salt isn't going to be hafsik, the kiddush isn't going to be hafsik. And if you'll say you'd have to wash again, take it. Okay, fine, so you go wash again. That's what he's not sure. That's what the Rav is not sure about, is would he go back again. But it wouldn't be a bracha batala problem. So this way, Rav gets the greatest kiyum of kiddush, and he gets all the kiyum until he's dying, and take it, and whatever, and he worked it all out. So this is what Rav used to do. So that's what they're saying is that was like the way he says. It's interesting. If it gives sense to what he's saying. Don't you, Rav is still alive. You don't remember what he did as many times as in front of Rav. This is what he did. This was like Rav's, the way the Gemara presents it, it's like Rav was like a novel, you know, mechadish. This is what Rav used to do. That's what he's saying. It's, don't you remember many times at Rav's house, this is what he did. This is the kind of halacha you're not going to find in the Shulchan Aruch, but this was Rav's personal nihag. This is what he accomplishes everything. And he gets the greatest kiyam of the Shavach. Now, is there precedent that you're chayiv to do? I don't think he's saying you're chayiv to do something like this. I'm not going to find precedent that you're chayiv to. He's just saying it's the greatest kiyam. And since it's the greatest kiyam to do it that way, you can't say when the guy washes, it's indicative of that he's going to make kiddush on the bas. And therefore, it does not usar of you to make kiddush on the ayin. In terms of his yadayim, I'm saying is in terms of his yadayim are fine, and he never had hesed adasim his yadayim. It's because the kiddush is part of the suda. And in terms of the hechsher yadayim, he's fine. He's not going to have to make a new bracha because his yadayim still works. But if you want to have the din of tekef to incorporate a mice and a tila to the suda, so fine. So maybe do that again. Tekef isn't. If you look into tila's yadayim, if you want to look like in the, for instance, in the Be'er Halacha, I think there's two reasons given for tila's yadayim. One is because of Srach Truma, and the other one is because of Viskadishtam Visam Kedoshim. They're two separate things. So, what I want to say is that the Srach Truma is the Takana of Netilas Yadayim, is a Takana Halachic Takana like all others, and that's based upon Srach Truma. But there's the Gemara, and the Gemara in the 8th Parak and Brachos, there's an additional Kiyam of Kedusha in Netilas Yadayim. It's a separate Kiyam in Netilas Yadayim. And I'm saying is the din of tekef is based upon that.
But is tekef here?
No. No, tekef is not going to be ma'akev. So I guess we'll do next week is back to there's a Tosfos. A little bit of an Atilas Naim Sugya. Because the problem is, here's the problem, maybe you've thought of this, is yeah, there's a halacha of Tekef, but everyone knows, or everyone may know, that there's a halacha, in theory, you could wash your hands in the morning and wash them all day long and then be able to eat bread whenever you want. So what about Tekef? What about Hafsik? You tell me Kiddush is Hafsik, but I can wash in the morning and be showing my hands all day long? So that's a Sugya which Tosis brings up. So it's a Tosis, top Tosis on Kavav and Beis. No, not that one. 1 second. No. Where is it? Yes. Top one. Another layer of Vayikadesh. Kavav and Beis. So it's going to get us into... look up the Gemara there. It's going to get us into this line a little bit, but... So be it.